News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I am and have always been a traitor. I'm so sorry. Oh, it's been tearing me apart. I'm so sorry.
You've done brilliantly and you've won.
Feel so bad. Could
you? No, don't be stupid. Don't. Think about the charity. It's amazing.
I know.
No, come on.
Alan, you have won the game. No. Congratulations.
Celebrity Traitors UK became one of the most watched TV events of the year. And here to talk about last night's finale is Scott Bryan, BBC TV critic. Spoiler alert, Alan Carr took the title.
Yes, I mean, I would say what a result. In terms of just the fact that, I mean, this is so cliche, it doesn't matter so much about the end result, it's how you got there.
Yeah.
Put that on an inspirational poster as a way of motivating us. But I mean, it is essentially a sort of series which, you know, the result of which had leaked, obviously, yesterday. There were reports that and a sort of a version of official had been uploaded to Canada and in New Zealand on various websites. But it was also, I think, a leak that actually the viewers were trying to actively avoid, because it was so much about the kind of edge of your seat unpredictability and being there at the same time as everyone else, which has made the Celebrity Traitors be so popular as it has ended up being.
Do you think it lived up to its the expectations certainly at the beginning were huge because of all the big names. It had not slow start, but everyone was very nice in the beginning, weren't they?
They were. I mean, I think that was the risk, was that the niceties were going to essentially override the gameplay. But I think what was so, I think, reassuring is that as the series went on, I think you realise the celebrities' sort of competitive edge started sinking quite a bit more. I think it's also down to the fact that they had not, by default, tried to change the ingredients of the show, tried to change it too much. Because what you often get with celebrity versions, not in any real bad way, but you normally get a lighter, much more sort of cozier version. I mean, if you think of, let's say, Celebrity Bake Off, or you think of Celebrity MasterChef, I mean, they aren't doing as complex challenges as the civilians are during their series. So the fact that they kept it exactly the same, the fact that also all the celebrities from sort of day one were enthusiastic by the game. I mean, where else would you have them enthusiastically digging their own grave? I think sort of showed.
That was one of the standout moments. Other standout moments for you, Scott. What were the takeaways that you'll remember from it?
So many. I mean, I think, the ending, I think, definitely, I'll be light, obviously, in terms of spoilers, but what an ending. I think it was the fact that, you know, you can have so much guilt involved in regards to your win, and just seeing that kind of camaraderie come together was so nice. I think also it's just those small moments. I think Celia Imrie has been just a tour de force. Of course, she had collaborated with Victoria Wood for a number of years. She's known as being an actress who has mixed in drama along with comedy, but just her comic timing and just providing a lot of the surreal parts of the entire programme. I think also the words, I'm flabbergasted, will follow Tom Daly for the rest of his life, whether he wants to or not. Really. Plus also, I think Kate Galloway probably making the worst guess ever throughout the entire series, thinking that there'd been a murder in plain sight because somebody in the group didn't have sun-dried tomatoes.
And that was indeed Scott Bryan there talking about Celebrity Traitors.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.